Speaking of Thanksgiving, here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, is here to talk about side dishes. And Kathy, everybody has their own way of doing it.
Definitely. It's all about rituals and traditions. And I honor that. We always do cream spinach.
Okay.
My dad's cream spinach. He's been gone for years, but there's no way I wouldn't have cream spinach on the table with freshly grated nutmeg. Amazing. And our stuffing, when my kids were little, it was always fresh New England oysters, celery, fresh herbs. And I would start collecting five or six different types of bread. And you want the bread not to be stale, but not to be soft. You want it to be kind of crunchy and just shy of stale. And that makes the best stuffing. But I never told my kids there was oysters in there.
I'm getting hungry already as you talk about this, Kathy, and thinking to myself that I'm about to have like a half of a Thanksgiving just a couple days before
sitting
I have a real
here.
Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
But let's talk about what you've got right in front of us here. Some side dishes, roasted vegetables.
Roasted vegetables, which is that probably a lot of people are thinking, that's what she's doing? I do that all the time. But the roast vegetable platter, first of all, is so stunning with all the colors of this season. Mm-hmm. There's sweet potatoes, there's winter squash, there's garlic, there's red onion, white onion, baby turnips.
These peppers are incredible.
Aren't
too.
The peppers great? And what I do is I cut everything into equal-sized pieces. I put them in a huge sheet pan, olive oil, salt, and pepper. Still, it sounds kind of basic. But once all the vegetables are tender, I make a vinaigrette with fresh pomegranate seeds and pomegranate juice. And that gives it this gorgeous color, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of flavor.
In the vinaigrette, like in addition to the vinegar and what else?
So it's just oil, vinegar, salt, pepper, pomegranate seeds, and then I squeeze the pomegranate and get all the fresh juice out. So you can see the pomegranate vinaigrette is a beautiful, rich, dark color. And then I sprinkle fresh pomegranate seeds over the whole thing. And this is the dish, when you have a vegetarian coming to Thanksgiving, that really is a main course. When you see all these roasted vegetables on a platter in the middle of your table, you're going to be like,
I don't care that I'm not having any turkey.
Yeah, well,
right.
I love turkey
right.
once or twice a year.
I'm just thinking in the mind of a vegetarian looking
yes,
at that.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. They must be very happy.
So really, it's roast vegetables, so it's not super hard. You're not rethinking everything, but the pomegranate, you know what it's the equivalent to? If you wore black pants to your holiday meal, but you put on a sparkly gold top.
One does want a hint of color.
Exactly.
What about this squash that you've got here?
I am in love with this. So this is a butternut squash from our garden. I peeled it. I seeded it. I cut it into half-inch slice pieces. And this is what you call a gratin, which is a French dish.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it into layers in a nice roasting dish, sprinkled it with some tiny, tiny bit of flour. You don't need that, actually. Maple syrup, and I roasted it with some milk and heavy cream until the heavy cream and the milk just get thick and gooey. And
I've never had that with squash before, a gratin with squash.
Yeah, you usually have it with leeks or different vegetables, but I felt that it needed something else, and I'm always trying to emphasize texture. So I took some pistachio nuts, salted pistachios, which I adore, and I toasted them, and I chopped them up very coarsely with some panko breadcrumbs, and I sprinkled the pistachio and panko over the squash gratin, and I'm just loving that.
Are these dishes that you can cook beforehand? Because obviously the turkey on Thanksgiving Day takes up a lot of time.
You could roast these vegetables and the squash the night ahead of time or in the morning while you're prepping your turkey. Also, you have to remember, you take your turkey out at least 30 to 40 minutes before you serve it because you want it to sit before you carve it. So you could throw the vegetables in and reheat them then. I also wanted to say, Jeremy, we were talking about ritual before and tradition. Don't get rid of all your old recipes. Introduce one or two new recipes at Thanksgiving just to keep it fresh. But, you know, you need to be saying to your family, I understand you expect that Jell-O mold.
I have never, ever had a Thanksgiving with a Jell-O mold, as far as I can remember.
Lucky
but
you.
But when I think of that, all I think of is Aunt Bethany in Christmas Vacation. With
right. Well, my mother-in-law, who was a phenomenal cook, made Aunt Polly's Jell-O mold, and it had crushed pineapple, orange sherbet, and Jell-O. And we all hated it, and we moaned and groaned. And now she is also gone. And we're like, Let's make Granny's Jell-O
mold. Kathy, I had such a good taste in my mouth after these delicious vegetables cry? That you made, and now you're making me think of a Jell-O mold with, oh my gosh.
There is the melancholy.
Okay, let's get back to what we're talking about here, side dishes, okay?
Is that what we were talking about?
Yes, that is what we were talking about, and that's what we were eating, and they are really good, and I encourage people to go to hearnow.org and check out the recipes
for these. Can I mention one other dish?
Yes, please.
The other dish that I think is severely neglected on the Thanksgiving table is salad. Every year I make a big salad. Yeah. Arugula, radicchio, endive. Maybe I'll throw some toasted nuts in or persimmons or orange slices. And everyone's like, I can't.
No,
I'm
it's
so
a palate
full.
Cleanser.
Exactly.
Gets you ready for the pie.
That's right. You do it French style. You have
it after the
meal, yep. And you think you can't eat another bite because you just want dessert. Try a beautiful winter salad.
Okay. You've got us all hungry for Thanksgiving. And by the way, people can check out my sister's recipe for a green chili mac and cheese.
Yum.
Also at hearandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.